Radford Emerson at his home on March the 20th. The subject of the interview is the home front during World War II. So tell me where you were born.
Born in Piedmont, Alabama, 2/13/1925.
Parents' names?
James Hinton Amberson and Margie Eugenia Amberson.
Where did you go to school?
Spring Garden, Alabama.
What did you do as an occupation?
We farmed, raised up on the farm, our whole family. I had three brothers and two sisters that grew up on the farm. I'm the youngest boy, and two sisters younger, and I had two sisters married that are older than the rest of our family. We all grew up around the farm, Spring Garden. My daddy ran a sawmill, and now this was in the time before any electricity or anything come in the community. Just kerosene lamps. We had to get our lessons up with kerosene lamps, and then we finally got up to a lab lamp. Oh, we thought we were flying when we got to a lab lamp. It's so much brighter than the old kerosene lamp. And of the evening, I'd come in from school, and we'd get our night work done up. I'd jump on my bicycle and run toward through a community known as Frog Mountain, because electricity was coming our way. And, oh, that was a grand event. I'd run back and tell my brother, dug another hole, put another pole in. We'll get power in a few weeks now. And this, we'd farm. And we had a lot of pecan trees there, and we'd gather up pecans, and just good family life. We raised everything we wanted to eat on the farm, and we'd play softball. We had to make our own ball; didn't have any money to buy them with, of course. But we'd make our own softball, gather up, be 15 or 20 of us in the pastures on Sunday to play. You know what I mean? If we didn't have to, I'd go to Sunday school at Liberty Baptist Church or the Methodist Church over at Spring Garden, which was a big town at that time, consisting of three big grocery stores and a depot, railroad track, cotton gin, grist mill, blacksmith shop, doctor's office. And we thought that was a big town, and it was back then. And it had two ore ramps. Trucks were hauling ore. Now, that was a thriving little town to us at our speed on the farm and stuff like that. But now then, of course, it's all dried up. All that remains is the post office. But all the business is gone. Of course, a lot of houses still around there. But it was pretty pleasant. There wasn't any money to be had, but we enjoyed life. And we got by. But then come along the war years. And we moved, as I said, to Spring Garden in 1931. Of course, 42 was Pearl Harbor attack. And 41 was Pearl Harbor attack. And, of course, I was a junior in high school at that year. And, of course, like I said, Daddy was sawmilling, and it began to ration gas and fuel oil a little later on, you know, to cut out for defense. Well, he could get all the gas and stuff he wanted. Us being on the farm, that was essential for defense also. Okay. And he had A and B tickets out on the farm, and he got the R tickets, and T ticket. That was the truck and diesel fuel. You could buy all you wanted for sawmilling.
Oh, so you got tickets for
gasoline. It was shortage and conserved gasoline. It was sort of rationed down for non-essential, for emergency use, such as defense. Logging and farming was considered essential. And we had plenty of fuel like that. And they even got the rationing tires. You had to have tickets to get tires. Of course, he could get, like I say, the family car wasn't run too much, but now the logging trucks and the lumber trucks and all, you get all the tires you wanted for them because it was essential. And like I say, Daddy spoke of it as the lean years. Of course, I know, learned later, it was really the depression, but Daddy always called it the lean years. And he got able later on to buy a new car. He bought a new car. I remember the first car I could ever remember us having was a T model. Then the first thing he knew, he had an A model. Then the first thing he knew, he had a 34 Ford car. And then he got a 37 Ford car, a little old 60 model. It wouldn't pull the hat off your head. And he'd fly on ground, but you had to get in second, third gear to go up a hill. It's not a pulling power. Then he bought a new 39 Chevrolet. And then he bought a new 41 Chevrolet. But that was all due now to sawmill. We didn't make that kind of money on the farm. It was close living, but like I said previously, we enjoyed life. And we had the same as everybody else in the community. Nobody else didn't have a whole lot, but they was thankful for theirs, just like we were thankful for ours. And we managed to get by, but as Daddy said, it was lean years. But now, when we first moved up there, because I was small, and there were, the old roads were dirt roads. They were like logging roads are now. This rough, dusty. There wasn't any pavement on them, and it was just rough roads. And of course, you couldn't drive fast nohow. Well, the cars wouldn't run fast then nohow. But they were geared up, I guess, for the roads because it dusted and shake you out of a car. It's rough and everything. And us boys on school boys, we'd get around Saturdays, like I said. We'd play, had a swimming hole at the creek. We'd play ball, and we'd get our dogs and walk up and down the creek we'd play up and down the creek bank, go swimming. And every once in a while, we'd snitch a watermelon. Out of our patch or our neighbor's patch, we all had a lot of fun, I finally got me a horse. Daddy bought me a horse. Oh, I was the proudest boy in the world, but never could ride it good, because couldn't ride it during the week, had to work. And then on Sunday, he'd had too much vinegar for me, he'd throw me off. And I'd walk up to Liberty Church, a friend of mine, Minton boy, get him to come over and ride it. He could just ride it without a saddle, but it was too capy for me. He'd tell me, now, Rafford, I've got it broke, you can get on it and ride it down. We just had lots of fun. It was country fun. And occasionally, we'd walk to town. I walked a lot of times with a nickel in my pocket in Spring Garden to a theater here in Piedmont to see the show. Now, we had a continued picture and previews and the coming attractions. It lasted about 2 hours to 3 hours. Now, we thought we had something. We got to sit in the show for 3 hours for our nickel. But that was on a Wednesday night. The rest of the time, it was 10, 15 cents. Popcorn, you get a big bag for a nickel. And then, if we were lucky, we could come out of the theater and get down to the cotton mill and catch some of the riders that worked the second shift getting off at 15 or 10, we could catch a ride back to Spring Garden. But if we wasn't lucky, we had to walk right back. And I remember when I get ready to start to school, this is jumping around, but I remember when I'd start school, I'd go to Mr. Savage's mercantile store there in Spring Garden and get me two pair of pants, 98-cent pants. They were khaki pants, or you get overall pants, 98 cents. Either one, the shirt, I think, was about 90 cents, or around 90 or 98 cents. That was my school clothes going to school. And then later on in years, as I got a little older and all, my brother had a brother 4 years older than me, and I thought I'd large as him, of course. And Daddy'd want us to shell a turn of corn and carry that to the grist mill for meal. Well, brother and I would just, we was the only ones at the barn, you know, we'd go down. And Mama didn't know how much we had to shell it, and nothing about shucking corn. We just shucked two or three baskets full and carried over there. And we got swapping our corn. We'd carry it down to Mr. Webb's down next door down there. And we'd swap it for cigarettes. We was the only boys in that country ready to roll cigarettes. Oh, we had it made. And some of them there told us, how you get them cigarettes? Oh, we just find a nickel here and a nickel there. We never did tell them what we were doing. But we're swapping our meal for cigarettes. And never will forget one time, brother and I rode the mules off to a swimming hole up on the above where Spring Garden School's at now. Went down, we swam around in the creek a while, and directly we got ready to come home. Brother said, let's go through by Spring Garden instead of cutting off and going back to our house. We went around in the Spring Garden. Well, we got there before we got to Spring Garden at the railroad crossing, which we call it the Sanford Railroad Crossing. And a little old southern train come up through there, making about 10 miles an hour, and he blowed the whistle. My mule I was riding whirled around, I fell off. Like to kill him. Old mule stepped on my shoulder, like to broke it. And my brother, of course, he could ride. My mule broke and run, and he had to run down and catch her. And we went on through Spring Garden then, and I scratched up, and I guess man, Mr. Welch, that ran the blacksmith shop, he saw something wrong. We didn't stop, but he told Daddy, his Daddy come through that night and stopped there for something. Said, Mr. Jim said, you ought to check Radford. He said, I believe he got hurt or something today. He said, he looked like he's hurt. So when Daddy got home, he called me in there, asked me, was I hurt? And I said, no, I don't think I did. I didn't want to tell him how bad I was really hurting because I wasn't supposed to have been over on him. You were supposed to come the other way around. We just had lots of little episodes like that, and sometimes if we had a little leisure time, well, we'd ride the ore trucks, go back to the mine down in Frog Mountain where they were hauling ore from, and then get tired of doing that in our leisure time. If it was raining off where we didn't work on the farm and all, well, we could just rip around, and we'd help jack the ore cars down. But when we get one full, we'd jack them down, help the other man that was really employed to do that. We'd help him. We thought we were doing something big now. And the depot out there, in the summertime, it would be full of implements, farming implements, wagons, and plows, hires, distributors, planters, and anything, implements that was used on the farm. And they were sitting on the platform there, and farmers come in there and haul their guano out. The first time I ever saw an oxen wagon pull by oxen was hauling guano out from Spring Garden. It went to Pleasant Gap, which is up pretty close to Spring Garden School. It was pulled by oxen. And they'd order in their stuff there, and they'd haul it out. And we'd get a new section hired, new planter, new farm wagon. We thought we was flying. Us boys would get we'd gather uptown, up at the school. We'd talk about our daddy had he traded for a new pair of mules, or swapped for a new pair of mules. And then some of them would have a new turning plow. Oh, we just tickled that to brag on what we had. And the slat wing plow come out, 93 Chattanooga slat wing, which is easier to pull than slat wing, the 93 Chattanooga, it was a two-horse plow, and the wings had spacers in the wing, and the red dirt would shed off of. On the rest of the wings, you had to stop and take your foot or stick and rake the red dirt off if it was in the moist. It'd stick. Now, that was a great improvement in the plow. And I remember for years there, we'd just hoe and hoe and hoe when we'd plant cotton. And we had a balk about 4 or 6 inches wide that always stayed full of grass. We'd have to dig that out with hoes till it come out with a hill dropper planter. Then that stopped all that. We'd just drop it. If you wanted your cotton 18 there, 6 inches apart, you could set that planter and it would just drop it just like you wanted it. And that eliminated lots of that hoeing. And never will forget my brother-in-law across the road. He plowed with a blind mule. Had one blind mule and one good eye-seeing mule. And this blindy, had to watch her. She'd just drop off in a well or anything. But she is humble. She's good. It's plowing good and everything. But the good part come along in 1940. My daddy bought the first little farm all tractors that had ever been in that country up there, any sort. And it was amazing to me to see grown men move around center, White Plains, Forney, Key, out in Goshen, come up there and plow that little tractor, the two-disc farm all tractors. The motor set over on the side, and it's in 1940. Daddy bought it, took the order, got it, it was delivered in 1940. Rubber tires and everything, an amazing price of it was, I believe I'm right, $640. And you pay more than that for a little lawnmower now. It's just unbelievable. But that was so much easier than following a mule all day. You could ride, and you could turn about, 12, 15 acres a day with it, just with two-disc plow. And that was so much improvement. Never will forget 1/4 of July. We always tried to take off. And Daddy would try to be where he could make some big freezer ice cream. And we looked forward to that. Had a 2-gallon freezer, and man, we'd enjoy that ice cream. And well, one day, me and Carl, the day before the 4th of July, me and Carl said, well, I'm looking forward to that ice cream tomorrow. Well, that night, something had happened at the sawmill. Daddy come in, he was mad. Well, he told me and Carl, said, I want that corn center for it in a certain bottom over there.